What? And here's another oral story, A-U-R-A-L. It's about the sound of ocean animals and the sounds they live with. Researchers are recording daily life at some of the country's national marine sanctuaries. Molly Samuel of member station WABE in Atlanta reports.
20 miles off the coast of Georgia, there is a chorus of underwater animal life at Gray's Reef. The sound comes from underwater microphones.
We call them hydrophones.
Kimberly Robertson is the research coordinator at Gray's Reef National Marine Sanctuary. Here's one of her favorite sounds. The quiet, low grunts in the background come from an oyster toadfish. It kind of looks how it sounds. It has big bug eyes.
And it has this sort of scruffy old man beard, this little fringe that hangs down around its fat mouth. And it likes to hide under rocks.
Gray's Reef is one of 13 marine sanctuaries in the country. They're like national parks, but in the ocean. The reef has animals like coral, octopuses, sharks, and sea turtles.
It is an underwater national treasure.
Those popping noises come from a school of fish called cubbyu, and that crackling campfire sound, that's snapping shrimp. You can hear a lot of natural sounds at Gray's Reef. The other sanctuaries in the Ocean Noise Study, off the Florida Keys, near Maine, and in the Gulf of Mexico, are close to noisy shipping lanes, oil and gas development, or popular fishing spots. And even the sound of Robertson's small research boat sounds like this from the ocean floor. Noise in the ocean can be controversial. Some worry about the impacts now that the Trump administration wants to open up nearly all U.S. coasts to oil and gas drilling. Research elsewhere has shown that noisy seismic blasts caused whales to call to each other less often. Another study found that they killed some plankton. For this study, Robertson leaves hydrophones on the ocean floor for a month at a time.
It's a way to look at Gray's Reef and learn about it and experience it without our interference.
It's also a way to give people a little taste of life at Gray's Reef, since most won't ever get down there themselves to hear dolphins squeaking or all those snapping shrimp. For NPR News, I'm Molly Samuel.